Could the Israeli attacks on Gaza be coming to an end? Could the hostages captured by Hamas 15 months ago soon be going home to their families? Those involved in talks in Qatar, including envoys from both the Biden and incoming Trump administrations, believe that a peace agreement between Israel and Hamas is very close to being delivered this week. In his last foreign policy address before leaving the White House next week, US President Joe Biden had this to say.
And the war between Israel and Hamas, we're on the brink of a proposal that I laid out in detail months ago, finally coming to fruition. The deal we have structured would free the hostages, halt the fighting, provide security to Israel, and allow us to significantly surge humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians who've suffered terribly in this war that Hamas started. They've been through hell. So many innocent people have been killed. Palestinian people deserve peace and the right to determine their own futures. Israel deserves peace and real security, and the hostages and their families deserve to be reunited.
Well, the BBC this morning is reporting that a Palestinian official has told them that Hamas and Israeli officials are conducting indirect talks in the same building for the very first time. They also said that both sides had agreed that Hamas would release three hostages on the first day of the agreement, after which Israel would begin withdrawing their troops from populated areas. 7 days later, Hamas would release four more hostages, and Israel would allow displaced Palestinians in the south to return to the north by foot, with cars and trucks and animal-drawn carts being allowed to cross through a passage adjacent to Salah al-Din Road, which would be monitored by an X-ray machine operated by a Qatari and Egyptian security team. Israeli forces would remain in the Philadelphia corridor and maintain an 800-metre buffer zone along the eastern and northern borders during the first phase, which will last 42 days. We're joined now by journalist and columnist with the Haaretz newspaper, Gideon Levy. Gideon, you're very welcome to the programme. Is Benjamin Netanyahu ready for a deal?
He has no other choice. It's very clear that once the administration in the United States, the new administration, gave him the signal that he must get to a deal in the coming days without any way to say no, he understood it, and everything which he said in the last half year just vanished.
And his opponents within his own government, what about them?
They will scream, they will criticize, but they will not break the coalition because they don't have a real alternative. And they understand for Netanyahu, for the Netanyahu's base, it's very convenient to put everything now on the pressure of the new elected American president. Because by this, he can also tell his partners, look, we have no other choice. We have to do it. So they will talk, but I don't think they will leave the government.
Do you imagine then that this will be choreographed, if it is at all possible, that this deal will come into effect early next week when Donald Trump is in power, rather than Joe Biden being allowed to take the credit for it?
It will start in the very coming days. I think the first, it might be signed even today or tomorrow. And then, you know, the credit will go wherever it will go. But the fact is that the real crucial moment was, as far as I know, when the new envoy, the Donald Trump's envoy, landed in Jerusalem on last Saturday, and I guess gave Netanyahu an offer that he couldn't refuse.
Is Netanyahu also part of his mindset and his thinking is to try to get Donald Trump on side to support his main project, which is taking on Iran?
Sure. I mean, that's not his main project. It's one of his main projects because the other project is still annexation of the West Bank in some kind of forms. In any case, the right-wingers in Israel are celebrating the election of Donald Trump, and they have a lot of hopes and expectations from him, and God forbid that he will fulfill them.
Trump has said all hell will break loose if the hostages aren't freed. Now, what does all hell look like to a piece of land which has been destroyed and 46,500 people killed?
I never understood this expression. He didn't say that Gaza will become hell, because Gaza is hell long time ago. I'm not sure that he's aware how does really Gaza look. It's, I guess, the closest scene that you can imagine yourself, closest to hell. I mean, it cannot get closer to hell than what Gaza looks, but maybe hinted toward other directions, maybe Iran and maybe even Israel, I don't know. The fact is that it was very effective also Netanyahu. So there is a new boy in town, and it seems that Netanyahu is quite scared of him.
Is it known how many of the hostages are still alive?
Nobody knows, but it's very clear that at least part of them are alive. I mean, maybe the authorities in Israel know, I'm not sure. Maybe the intelligence know, I'm not sure. Because things also are changing, you know. Those who were alive 1 month ago might not be alive today. You can't tell. But it's very clear that at least some of them, obviously, are alive. And in the coming days, we will see who is alive and who will be returned in a coffin.
And what about Hamas? How wounded are they? Are they defeated in the region, their allies in Hezbollah, their previous leadership decapitated, they're on a ceasefire, all change in Syria as well. Iran appears weakened too.
Iran is the biggest defeated part in this round. Hamas is still around. It is obviously very wounded, very weakened, but not dead. And above all, when there is no alternative to Hamas to run Gaza, then you would expect that Hamas will come back, because Israel didn't let any alternative to get into Gaza, namely not the Palestinian Authority and nobody else. So who is going to run Gaza once Israel will leave Gaza? Obviously, only Hamas. There is no one else. And therefore, Hamas might get back to its power. All those hollow talkings about the total victory are obviously a joke now, because Hamas is still kicking and alive.
Gideon, thank you very much. Gideon Levy there, journalist and columnist with the Haaretz newspaper.